Hello, and welcome to today's radio program with Gloria, where we will be exploring something profound and powerful that Gloria has found in her heart for Christ. Gloria has a passion for sharing her love for Christ with the local community, and today she has something special to share with us. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired. I'd like to welcome Gloria, who's going to read from the Evangelist, February 2023 version. And Gloria would like to read the article on the garment of praise.
I'm Gloria from 92.3 FM, and I'm going to read the garment of praise from a magazine that I've been reading. In your daily duties, as it comes to your mind, just start to praise the Lord. You don't have to do it out loud. Actually, you can do it under your breath to where no one can hear you. But you can just start praising Him and thanking Him for all that He's done for you. Tell Him how much you love Him and keep doing it until your mind goes to something else, which it will very shortly. Then the next moment when your mind snaps back to the Lord, begin to praise Him again. Just keep on doing it. You will find that you will subconsciously start to praise the Lord without even thinking about it. Please understand that as you do this, it will never get old. You will sense an euphoric spirit of joy that will fill your heart and will fill your soul. But here's the main thing. There will be no place for evil thoughts, no place for doubt and unbelief, no place for fear, no place for depression, no place for discouragement. You are praising the one who can do all things. The reason the Holy Spirit refers to it as a garment of praise is because you are to wear this thing like you do a garment. That means that it covers your spirit and it covers your soul. Every time you think about it and begin to praise the Lord, no room is left for fear and depression. What I have just given to you is that which the Lord has given to me, and it has revolutionized my life and my thinking. It has given me a peace that surpasses all understanding and is so wonderful that I want you to have it as well. And you most definitely can have it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost and now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Thank you.
That's all for today's message with Gloria. We hope you've enjoyed listening to her share her profound and powerful insights on her love for Christ. We encourage you to take her words to heart and apply them to your own life as we all strive to be better people and spread love in our communities. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to bringing you more inspirational content in the future from Gloria.